Everybody, welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon, and it is still the large morning show in the afternoon. It will continue to be as large as it was. We are not going to do, we only have less than an hour here. We had a baseball game, so here's what we're going to do. We're gonna have a little chat here. Karen Vail is not on the show anymore, and I'm going to tell you why, and I'm going to tell you the real story, because one of the things that I can't stand is, it's not just about the radio business. There's a lot to not stand there and a lot to like. It's about people in general and they're always wanting to speculate and know it all and think they know things they don't know anything about. Everybody's an expert. Karen Vail, I let Karen Vail go 2 days ago. And I say I did it for a couple of reasons. The station didn't do it. So you can delete your emails that you started to Chick Manley and people, the hate letters. You can send them to me if you want to, but you're wasting your time, and you'll see why here in a moment. This was not, I had some, you know, what was funny to me about people who for a long, long time are claimed to be such great listeners, oh, we love you. You do one thing they don't understand. Let's not say don't approve of, you don't understand. They hate your guts. And I had one woman who said, amicable, because I had mentioned it was an amicable party.
Yeah.
Amicable? Well, how could it be? Like, she's already doubting that it was amicable. I can assure you that it was. I met with Karen after the show 2 days ago. Let me do a couple of things to set the stage here. And there's a reason for all of the things I'm about to share with you, because I think it'll help a lot of people who have hair triggers, who want to jump to conclusions. I think it'll help you understand that, one, I'm not an idiot, okay, about the radio business. I've been doing this a long, long time. I've fired three people ever in all this time. Abuse Boy, Terry Daly, Karen Vail. Three totally different circumstances. The most amicable one was Karen, because Karen and I both agreed that it was time for it to happen. About 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago, what nobody knows except the people in this room was that I let her go 4 years ago. And it was one evening after the show. And then I rehired her 10 minutes later.
Yes. I remember that.
Because it was so tough to do. And it's tough to do because you sort of fall in love with somebody's voice and you fall in love with a persona, but what you don't understand is all the other stuff that goes with being part of a radio show and what I'm getting at here. And Karen does understand it. She understands that for what literally is a full-time salary, there's more that needs to go into it than just showing up, saying a few words and leaving, and she gets that. She knows that. And I was beyond relieved at the way she took it and the way she dealt with it and the way she responded to it. It was extremely classy. And it was all because she knew and she understood and knew it was coming, but nobody in their right mind is going to come to me first and go, don't you think it's time to get rid of me now?
Right.
You're going to go as long as you can go with a cushy gravy train deal, which working on this show, I think, is. Now, I'm not going to ask these two guys if it is because they're sitting here working for me. What are they going to say? This sucks. They're not going to do that. But if they didn't like it, they could leave. Truth is, it's fun. But it requires some time to sort of not prepare a show, but just think about, make notes, and on a daily basis, kind of do a little digging, get online, look at some magazine. She didn't have that time. She has another job. She has another job that is the top priority job. It's the one that takes precedence, and I understand that. That's fine, and I have no problem with that, and she has no problem with understanding that, by her own admission, she never was able to quite put the kind of thought into her contributions to this show that even she wanted to. So she agreed that there are a lot of people who are out of work. There are a lot of people out of work in the radio business. I've had people in the last 48 hours, and I have some of them sitting in front of me. I've heard from eight women. I've heard from two men. I've heard everything from, I have a pretty good idea what you probably made. I'll work 8 hours a day for that money. I will work for a month for free first with no pay because I need a job. You don't give somebody a job just because they're willing to do that. But what it says is, Karen luckily has a career as a speech therapist, and apparently she's a good one. And it got to the point where she was actually having a tough time giving this not the time. It's a 3-hour show. That's not going to become a 5-hour show, but giving it the thought process it deserved and treating it the way it deserved to be treated for what the compensation was and what the perks were. And I respect the fact that she got that. Now, yeah, is there a hole? Yeah, it's a temporary hole. We're putting another chick in here. I'll tell you that right now. And it won't take long. And that's not to say she's replaceable, but something else will come along. Now, which brings me to this. For all the people who want to say, well, that's the end of that show. And there are people right now who go, well, that show's done. Let me share some stuff with you. Bob Hyland at KMOX about 15 years ago, 18 years ago, when I turned a job down three different times over 3 or 4 years that he offered. And when I said, no, not interested, he basically said to me, you're done. Well, I wasn't done. He was wrong. I went on to do better and to have probably more fun. And I don't know what success really means. Is it money or is it enjoying what you do? But whatever it is, I probably ended up doing better than anybody was ever at that place, except maybe Jack Carney. So he was wrong. When I decided to go from mornings to afternoons, most people, the great majority of people, said to me, in the business, out of the business, what an idiot. What's wrong with you? Everybody wants to be on in the morning, and you are asking to go to the afternoon. This is a huge mistake. It wasn't a mistake. It's one of the smartest things I ever did. When I was at KUSA Radio, which was an AM country station back in the 80s, it was probably the most successful radio that I was ever part of. We had ratings that were beyond belief. We had a chemistry that was beyond belief. That show was not made up of not one of the people on this show was part of that show. So there were people, of course, when that show disbanded and I left the show, said, holy, what the heck? What an idiot. You're walking away from these people that you gelled with and you had such great chemistry. I walked away because I had another opportunity. And to take it, I had to leave and go work with, build a whole new crew. And for everybody who said, you're out of your mind. No, I wasn't out of my mind. It worked out great. That's how I came to end up meeting and knowing Dan Strauss, Karen Vale, the Abuse Boy, whatever down the line was because I took that chance and I took that risk. I actually enjoy some risk in the radio business, and the people that don't make it in the radio business, which is most people in it, don't take any risk. They want a job and a check and some benefits. And what time do I get off? And how many hours do I have to work? And that's why they never make it. They don't take. I like risk, but I don't like stupid risk. And I don't like doing things to this show that will destroy this show. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do it to Peon or to Dan. And I'm certainly not going to do it to myself. I'll give you another quick example. Before Peon got here, there was a guy named Abuse Boy here. Abuse Boy was very good on the board. He was a very good control board operator. He was quick. He was a video game generation guy. And
yeah, he was good.
What?
Peon said, yeah, he was good. He was good.
Yeah, he was.
But you know what? For reasons that I won't go into and embarrass him because I don't think it's right, he got let go. And he knows he deserved it. And he was bitter. And he said some kind of rotten things that got back to me. But you know what finally happened? He grew up and became a man. And he called me years later and said, you were right. You were right. Essentially, I was a schmuck, and I was lazy, and I deserved to get canned. And I realize that now, because he had a little tough time. Good for him. He grew up and became a man. But for a while, oh, I was a rotten SOB. Let's talk about Terry Daly. Terry Daly let go almost 3 years ago now. You can't believe the hate mail. You know, I got mail from people. Oh, man, you're done now. You're toast. That guy was the show. Really? Well, here's the deal. Here's the real truth. After he left, about a year and a half after he left, as our ratings continued to gradually get better, we hit our peak and the biggest ratings number, the largest audience we've ever had after a decade on the air here, after he was gone. So, and that's not to say he wasn't good. He was. He was funny. He was flat out funny. But something happened, something I'm not going to go into. It's personal, and it's about his own personal life. But you can't let it kill the show, and I refuse to let it kill the show. Three people in all these years, and I didn't like doing it any single time. And I sure don't like this thing with Karen. But I'm not going to continue to let her feel like she's stealing money, to let myself feel like I'm giving charity when I know and she knows. And again, this is three times she and I went through this, and she admitted she wasn't able to give it what she knew she could and should have given it. So my point, I guess, is I don't think I've made, it's hard to say this without sounding like I'm bragging or something. I don't make a lot of mistakes in this business. I haven't made any real, I'm not out to commit career suicide. And everything that's happened, that at the moment, change really is something people, I don't know about other towns, but in this town, they don't like it. Mm-hmm. They don't like it, man. They wanted Bob Hardy to live to be 200 years old. They wanted, the same people doing the same thing over and over. Yet when it happens and it works, woo! And remember, for everybody who liked having Karen on here, having Terry on here, who likes Dan, I got a letter today. Here's how nasty people are. Should have been Dan instead of her. That's what the letter said.
I agree.
This guy's no talent.
Did you write it yourself?
I wrote it.
Debbie write it?
Want me to read you the letter? Here, hang on
Debbie
a second.
Wrote it.
No, let me read you the email.
No,
hang on. It's really...
Alyssa Strauss.
No, come on. You guys, don't... It's not... actually, it's sad. Okay, here. It says, I'm not even going to read this woman's name because I think she'd be embarrassed for the world to know she's so stupid. Disappointed Karen will no longer be on the show. I've been a long-time listener. If anybody should have been dismissed, it should have been Dan Strauss. His attempt to be funny has always been the thing I disliked about the show. Wow. Come on, Jeannie. Lighten up. So you can never please everybody. You do what you think is best for everybody and for the show, and that's what we've done. And it'll work. It'll work out. And there's going to be some chick come in here. And by the way, any chick that doesn't want to be called a chick, you're out. You don't have a chance. And I've already spoken to three. I have letters from seven. It doesn't take long. There are a lot of people out of work. And nobody would be happier to see them land and get back on their feet than Karen Vail, because she knows what it's like to be a single mom and to not have any job at all. She knows that. And she will probably, well, I was going to say email them and wish them well, but you know Karen, she doesn't email.
Yeah.
She does. She hates to email people. But she would be the first to say, hey, you're going to have a blast in there, and good luck to you. Now, the reason she's not here doing this herself is, one, she didn't quit. She got let go. That's tough. And it's tough. She's a woman. And women cry. And I'm guaranteeing you, if she tried to come in here and go, he's right, I just couldn't move. I'm putting her through that.
No.
If she wanted to go through it, fine. She's welcome to do it. But I talked to her about how to address this and how to deal with it. And she could not have been more agreeable or more pleasant to deal with. So for everything that everybody ever said wouldn't work, and then not only it worked but turned out to be better, that's the corner we're about to turn, and that's where we're headed right now. And if it doesn't go that way, the first person that will know it and try to fix it is me, because I'm the captain here. And I don't really like that. I actually don't like... It's not that I don't like it. In a perfect world, I wouldn't be the boss here. I'd just be one of the schmucks on the show. There'd be a bunch of us. The problem with that is then somebody else is the boss, and they're telling us what to do. I don't like that. Mm. We don't like being told what to do.
No.
We like to close the door and just do our own stupid stuff. And we're very lucky we get to do that. We get to run this show the way we want to. So Karen is going to be just fine. I hope she is I hope she has tremendous success doing this other thing she does, which she may pursue full time. And I told her 2 days ago, I said, you do know that if you ever want to give up that speech crap and just go full time radio, you make a killing, because she has the voice. Mm-hmm. She does. But I spoke to a woman this morning who also has a great voice, and this is actually going to be kind of fun. This is going to be fun. I've already gotten an audition couch ordered. We have it ordered. And there will be some moral exams. Karen passed them with flying colors. Yes.
We have a list of criteria, right?
That we yes,
have
to we go do. Through?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we do. So good luck to Karen. Karen, I'm sure can't wait to wish the best of luck to whoever the lucky chick. And can you think of any woman luckier than working with us?
I mean, you talk about three hunks.
You talk about hitting the lottery.
Pay dirt.
Pay dirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gold mine. Pot of gold into the rainbow.
Boy.
Yep.
Striking it rich to whoever you are listening right now. Oh, you are one lucky chick. You really are. Woman, female, gal, girl, whatever.
We'll show them why they call this studio the elephant cage.
Well, come on. I know I need to lose a little weight, but that's a little...